Hi, this is Jib Ellison from Blue Sky, and this is our 10 and 2 report for the week of September 18th. 10 news stories from the week that we like, provided to you in about 2 minutes with links to the full stories found on our website. So here we go. 1. Park rangers in Indonesia may have spotted an animal long thought extinct, the Javan tiger. Declared extinct more than 40 years ago. The sighting offered a rare bit of positive environmental news to a country in which natural places are being destroyed at an alarming rate.
They're gone!
2. Erhai Lake of Yunnan Province in southwest China has long suffered from pollution and enormous algae blooms caused by agricultural fertilizer runoff. The local government is determined to fix it. 2 experiments were launched. One in which fertilizer was reduced by 30%, and in the second experiment, chemical fertilizers were abandoned altogether. In both experiments, in addition to the reduction of toxic runoff, the nutritional content and value of the garlic was elevated, giving hope to farmers who want to make money while doing no harm to the ecological system. 3. California-based distillery Misadventure & Company is working to reduce food waste in a completely unexpected way. By transforming discarded Twinkies and other dump-destined baked goods into vodka. Recovered products are blended, mashed, and pitched with yeast to ferment into alcohol before undergoing the distillation process where it is filtered into vodka. 4. A recent study from the Journal of Psychopharmacology suggests that people who trip on psychedelics are more likely to be environmentally conscious. The study reported that, quote, there is strong reason to believe that psychedelic substances increase natural relatedness as a function of their ego-dissolving effects.
Man, this is crazy. I hope I didn't brain my damage. I better check my pupils.
5. The cities of San Francisco and Oakland are suing Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and a number of other U.S.-based oil companies to pay billions in compensation for past and future flooding, coastal erosion, and property damage resulting from climate change. The suit claims that the extraction and development of fossil fuels prompted a significant increase in global warming and are the first, but likely not the last, of their kind of suits. 6. Y Combinator, the Silicon Valley technology startup incubator that's offered early funding for Airbnb, Dropbox, and others, has its eyes on backing an even bigger potential disruption, basic income. The firm just completed its year-long feasibility study and is embarking on a 5-year study with 3,000 participants. So for more on what is basic income, please listen to this week's 99% Invisible podcast for a great story. 7. Morgan Stanley and Citigroup announced they will get all of their energy from renewables in just a few years in another show of corporate support for climate action. Both banks are also joining the RE100, an initiative that brings together over 100 large companies that are working towards only running on clean energy. 8. The dawn of transgenic wilderness may be upon us. Genetically modified hybrid animals could rehabilitate ecosystems that have been harmed by human development. The controversial idea, sometimes called facilitated adaptation, posits that damage done to the planet's wildlife can be managed and even reversed by manually retooling the genes of threatened species for their survival. 9. Fetal deaths rose and fertility rates dropped after Flint, Michigan switched to lead-poisoned water. Economists Daniel Grossman of West Virginia and David Slusky of Kansas University estimate that as many as 276 more children would have been born among babies conceived from November 2013 to March 2015 if Flint did not switch water sources. And finally, 10, the Denver Post has learned that Colorado landfills are illegally burying low-level radioactive waste from the oil and gas industry. Health officials are trying to stop the practice and make new rules for low-level radioactive waste. Regulators said they don't know of any imminent threat to the public health, but we doubt that it's making anyone feel any better about the situation.
I'm breathing in the chemicals.
For links to each of these stories, please visit our website, bluesky.com. That's BLUSKYE.com, The E is after the Y, not after the U, and often is thought to be in the wrong place. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.